Hey everyone, welcome back to K-Companion. I'm Rachel.
And I am Brittany.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about what we're watching, listening to, and what's coming up next. So we have watched over 100 K-dramas. I'm at 107.
I'm at like 121.
It's insane.
Yep.
So we'll tell you what we think you should watch next. And we'll just chat about all the things in between. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we think you should watch next and what's coming down the pipeline.
Well, exactly. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is that we're going to talk about some of the latest comebacks that have taken place, comebacks to mark your calendars for, and all there is by way of K-drama news in this moment.
Oh, boy.
I think the hard part with keeping up with K-drama news is that we hear about a lot, right? In varying stages.
That's true.
So we don't necessarily always know when they're going to drop, where they're going to drop, how many episodes. Mm-hmm. So it is one that we often find ourselves getting surprised over.
Which
as
is
well.
Great. And that's part of the fun.
Right? So, but we do have some K-drama news. So one of the things, I don't know if you've seen a lot of hype for My Dearest.
Yeah.
It's on Viki. It's a historical fiction.
No, well, that's probably why I haven't clocked it. Hit my radar.
The thing is, it hit my radar because they went on hiatus for like a couple, I don't know, maybe a month, a couple weeks.
So after like a season season two.
Yeah, after the first like 10 episodes or so. So they're currently in their season two, but NBC stated that they may film additional scenes if the drama is extended, which I'm like, if you're already in season two.
Oh my goodness.
And you think of it as like one big K-drama in and of itself of 20 mm-hmm. episodes, like to extend it is it's pretty.
They're trying to be Alchemy of Souls moving forward.
It's true.
Also, which is so exciting and we can't wait to start, is A Daily Dose of Sunshine has just dropped on Netflix last week. It has 12 episodes in all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't remember, A Daily Dose of Sunshine stars Park Bo Young, who we've seen in so many things.
Right.
Strong Woman Bong Soon as one. And the story of A Daily Dose of Sunshine, if you need a little refresher, is about Jung Da-eun, who works as a nurse at the internal medicine department. She is transferred to the neuropsychiatry department, where everything is new and awkward for her. There, she meets a proctologist doctor who slowly realizes that he smiles when he sees her and is even healed by her.
So a daily naturally. Dose of sunshine. Oh, yeah.
Super
with
cute.
A little just insanity in there as well.
Absolutely. So we're here for it. We're excited for it. Be sure to check it out on Netflix if you'd like.
Yeah. And then another one that is dropping this November is My Demon, which is a drama starring Kim Yoo Jung and Song Kang and many others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to air on Netflix on the 24th of November.
Oh boy.
And so the storyline in a general gist is she's a successor of a future group who has an arrogant and cold personality, doesn't trust anyone, and is cynical about love. He's a demon who has been prowling the earth for 200 years. He can, because why not, right?
Already we're on board.
Right? Sold. He can live for eternity by making deals with humans who endure hellish lives. They get involved together and he loses his powers. He makes a marriage contract with her to prevent his own demise. Romance therefore ensues.
So hellish lives. What are we talking about?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like for someone who's a successor of a future group, like maybe her career is good, but given the fact that she's arrogant and has a cold personality, I don't know.
Wow.
We'll have to see.
Well, gee. Well, that's coming up. But then we have other things that are coming in December, which is exciting. I know we are currently in November, but we are always looking ahead.
Right.
One thing I am not looking forward to and will not be partaking in.
Speaking of Song Kang.
Yes, but if you are interested in season two of Sweet Home.
They have announced their release date. Yep, December 1st, which, I mean,
not a great time to release something super spooky, scary.
Well,
okay, you missed your chance. But December 1st, you know, if you are over the holiday cheer already.
Right. You want to find out what makes you a monster versus a human. There you go.
Absolutely not. Moving forward.
So then there's another drama that is set to air on December 2nd. So if Sweet Home doesn't work for December 1st for you, here you go. Welcome to Samdari, which is a drama featuring Ji Chang-wook and Shin Hee-seon. And so, again, that'll be on Netflix. The premise is that both characters grew up in the same small town on Jeju Island. Ji Chang-wook's character has lived in this town all his life and continues to live there to protect his residence, while Shin Hee-seon made it her mission to move to Seoul. Mm-hmm. By the same director as When the Camellia Blooms, there's bound to be all manner of romance involved. It's giving hometown cha-cha-cha vibes.
Ooh, amazing.
So, you know, we're all about that.
Super fun.
And then Maestra, Strings of Truth, is another drama featuring Lee Young-ae and is set to air on December 9th. And so this drama is based off of a French work of the same name and depicts the hardships and growth journey of a female orchestra conductor who does her best to investigate the various mysteries that occur within the orchestra.
Oh, so, orchestra.
I don't know. A lot of not band drama, but...
Well, a little bit band drama.
Kind of.
That's great. And then there are other things happening or being talked about in the Korean entertainment world that we're hearing. One example is Jung Hae-in is in talks for a new drama by hometown cha-cha-cha writers, which...
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Let's get it. He's been on tour, in fact.
Right. Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Was in North America on his tour, which is great, doing concerts. And additionally, Kim Jun-han joins talks with Jisoo and Park Jung-min for an upcoming zombie drama.
So zombies.
Zombies.
Maybe. More zombies on the horizon.
You know, it's been a minute since we've seen zombies. It's true. The last time we saw zombies was Happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then what do we have for music news?
Oh, well, we have so much music news, and we can't start music news without talking about JK's album release. So he released his album Golden last Friday. This album includes 11 tracks, three of which we've heard pre-release, both versions of 7 as well as 3D, all in English.
Yeah.
Which is surprising, but I'm not mad about it.
Because he did all those collabs, I'm not surprised, actually. Mm. I think he was like, okay, great, English it is.
Right.
His English is good. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Moving that needle, I guess. I think I would be also excited if he did Korean versions of those songs or different songs in Korean, but I don't know if he's got time for that.
So. Yeah, he's busy. And it is something that I read something about an interview that he had with someone saying that he was like, you know, I kept thinking about pop stars like when I was a kid and how much you idolize them and everything. He's like, so I really wanted to kind of go beyond just language barriers and kind of showcase myself as best as possible. So yeah, the songs on Golden reference a lot of mature themes and is much more explicit than his previous work, in part because of the relative cultural conservatism of his home country and the idol industry. JK acknowledged this shift, but says that he's not trying to redefine himself in relation to his past. So do you have any favorite tracks?
Oh, Standing Next to You.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, that one, it is giving a lot of like funky Michael Jackson vibes.
007 vibes. Definitely pretty clubby as well, which I think is what he's like. Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, yep. And it is funny too when you listen to it, because it's like, oh yeah, I could definitely hear this in a club with definite shots of sadness.
Yes, kind who of hurt you, bud?
I don't know. Hate You is a pretty rough one.
Pretty distinct.
I think one of my early favorites has been Yes or No. That one is just, it's slightly different.
I'm curious which ones he will perform on the Today Show.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
exactly. And he did perform on The Tonight Show earlier this week. So that is exciting. If you haven't checked that out, be sure to check it out.
We love Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Additionally, Taemin.
Yeah.
Is coming back.
Taemin, so covered it briefly last week, but he hit us with another comeback album called Guilty. And the title track of the same name is also very so catchy.
Good. It's so good.
And I think with a lot of Taemin's music, it takes me like 3 listens and then I am constantly on, it's on repeat.
Yeah, no, it's true. Because you gotta listen to it, because I don't know, it's so different and like,
yeah,
no, it's good. Additionally, Stray Kids have been dropping teasers and concept photos, and it's kind of hard to keep up with everything that's coming out from them. But the wait is almost over, because tomorrow they'll be gracing us with a glorious new comeback in music.
Yeah.
At a recent concert, they performed Megaverse, which is a new track on their upcoming album, as well as Hall of Fame, Freeze, Item, and a bunch of others. Those fan cams.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
Absolutely.
And we haven't even, like, started.
I haven't even heard the, like, not for nothing. I have not watched any of them or listened to it, really, like, other than just the teaser tracks that they've been releasing.
It's definitely coming our way, as along with a tour announcement, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, we'll man.
Goodness. We'll see. It'll be tough to get tickets.
Yeah.
That's fine. Speaking of another group, it's tough to get tickets. 17.
Yeah. 17 had a comeback over the last few weeks with their 11th mini album, 17th Heaven, featuring God of Music, as well as they have a track that with Marshmello, the artist. So that's kind of cool.
And then N-Hyphen, best news. They're making Macy's Day Parade. They're turning it.
Yep.
They're making it cool again. They'll be there singing along to
God knows.
Song?
Is it going to be Bite Me? Like, because they
you know what would be interesting though is sometimes when they have K-pop groups or any group at all, they don't always sing one of their songs, they may do like a holiday song.
It's true.
So it could be like, you know, Santa Baby or something.
Oh God, please no. No, I think, I remember NCT 127, they did Highway to Heaven, which
was a good one.
Solid. Yeah. So I'm curious, and they, N-Hyphen as well, also has a comeback coming up. It's not Blood Orange, but it's something with orange and with blood, and I'm not entirely sure. So anyway, that'll be something to look out for. And then what is our music pick of the week?
Our music pick of the week is a collaboration between Epic High and Hoshi of 17, and it's called Screen Time.
And it's so good.
It's so good. And what's been so fun is that, so they released the song, they released the music video, which you go check that out. And then they've been releasing these like making of videos and the behind the scenes of them in the studio and stuff. And just so cute, like such a great collaboration that I did not anticipate. And I don't think a lot of people did.
No.
They've been teasing it for a long time of, hey, we have a song coming out. It's happening.
You're going to want to know who the feature is.
Somebody's gonna be featured on it. Yeah. You're gonna go crazy, right? And then everybody was like, who? Like, guessing different people. And then when they come out with this, with Hoshi, it's like, oh, wait, what?
Right?
So, because it's a completely different vibe. So, love it. Love that song. That's our music pick of the week. Good. So, we are both watching Strong Woman Namsoon right now, which is wonderful. Yep. And we are continuing to enjoy it, which is great. I hope others are as well. And if you haven't started it, highly recommend.
Yeah.
Additionally, I'll be glad to say,
yeah,
I am almost done with Extraordinary You.
Wonderful.
I mean, I'm not glad that it's almost done.
I'm just glad
that I'm like making progress in it and having time to watch it, which has been really great.
Enjoying.
So much. I'm enjoying it so much. It's so good. Yeah, I'm a little bit like, you know when you are starting to really make progress in a K-drama and then it's like, oh, I only have like a couple more episodes left. And then that like
how are we going to wrap this up? But also like,
it's the like, I miss it already.
Yes.
Like, then you start to like, because for a minute there I was like crushing it, watching all these episodes, and then I was like, oh wait a second, I only have a couple more. And then I'm sitting there going, and they're only a half hour, and so it's really like I only have a really less more, right? And so then I start to be like, oh, but Rowoon,
but now I want to
we've like, spent so much time together over the last couple of months.
So much time.
So much between Destined With You, Extraordinary You, A Time Called You. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and I feel like I definitely felt the same way in watching Extraordinary You, being like, oh no.
Well, I am at the point in this moment when we record this of being like, oh, how are we gonna, what is gonna, oh gosh, because so much is happening right now. And so the thing is I want to crush it, but then I'm also like, but then it's over.
Right.
And I've had it in my list for a really long time.
Yeah.
So, because I haven't had time to watch it. So now that I have time to watch it, I'm like, oh, wait, pump the brakes. I want to enjoy it, which is wonderful. But what are you watching?
Well, so I finished Sky Castle.
Crazy.
That, I don't know when it was. It might have been episode 6. And then, I don't know, it was like jumping off a cliff. It was so good. The casting was so good. And it wasn't until, sadly, like the end of that show, did I finally realize that the lead girl is the same person who stars in Extraordinary You.
That's amazing.
Who also is one of my least favorite characters in Snowdrop. So
that's correct.
So yeah, it honestly wasn't like, it took me a long time to get there, mainly because there was a lot going on. Yeah, I was very shocked by that revelation, but also it was so good. Well, very much awesome. Worth it the
is,
hype.
It is an iconic K-drama. I mean, that is something I remember early days, 2018 BTS, Namjoon was watching it and being like, oh my god, Sky Castle, right?
It's so good. And I will say, it is a drama that has pretty much one really big theme song.
Oh.
But that's not necessarily the worst thing, because what they do is they kind of almost remix it a little bit that it gets slower and in a different key, and you're like, this is a little spooky now. It was very interesting. So highly recommend.
Fun.
Other than that, I am now continuing on. I took a brief pause, but now we're back. May I Help You?
It's so good.
So I'm watching that one as well.
I love May I Help You. It's wonderful. Well, that's what we have going on today in this moment. We will be doing a 2-episode test of Daily Dose of Sunshine, so you can look forward to that.
Yeah.
I think that's all we have.
I think that is about as concise as we can with all of that news.
That was a lot of stuff that we talked about. So, yeah. Well, if you want to keep following us along on our journey as we just continue to watch all of the K-dramas and listen to all the K-pop, be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we think you should watch next. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.